Angel's Flight by Michael Connelly. This is for McCaleb Jane Connelly. 1. The word sounded alien in his mouth, as if spoken by someone else. There was an urgency in his own voice that Bosch didn't recognize. The simple hello he had whispered into the telephone was full of hope, almost desperation. But the voice that came back to him was not the one he needed to hear.
Detective Bosch?
For a moment, Bosch felt foolish. He wondered if the caller had recognized the faltering of his voice.
This is Lieutenant Michael Tulin. Is this Bosch?
The name meant nothing to Bosch, and his momentary concern about how he sounded was ripped away as an awful dread entered his mind. This is Bosch. What is it? What's wrong?
Hold, please, for Deputy Chief Irving.
What is... The caller clicked off, and there was only silence. Bosch now remembered who Tulin was, Irving's adjutant. Bosch stood still and waited. He looked around the kitchen. Only the dim oven light was on. With one hand, he held the phone hard against his ear. The other, he instinctively brought up to his stomach, where fear and dread were twisting together. He looked at the glowing numbers on the stove clock. It was almost 2, 5 minutes past the last time he had looked at it. This isn't right, he thought as he waited. They don't do this by phone. They come to your door. They tell you this face to face. Finally, Irving picked up on the other end of the line.
Detective Bosch.
Where is she? What happened? Another moment of excruciating silence went by as Bosch waited. His eyes were closed now.
Excuse me?
Just tell me what happened to her. I mean, is she alive?
Detective, I'm not sure what it is you are talking about. I'm calling because I need to muster your team as soon as possible. I need you for a special assignment.
Bosch opened his eyes. He looked through the kitchen window into the dark canyon below his house. His eyes followed the slope of the hill down toward the freeway, and then up again to the slash of Hollywood.